chapter 3, Mishnah 17, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. If there is no Torah, there is no proper behavior. Without Torah, there can be no proper behavior. But on the other hand, also, Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If a person is unable to behave properly, then there is no Torah. Ein chokhma, ein yiris. If there's no wisdom, there's no fear of God. Meaning that if a person does not have like the wisdom and the understanding, you know, to see what's going on in the world, so then he can't fear Hashem. And on the flip side, im ein yireh, if a person doesn't have fear of heaven, ein chokhma, then there is no wisdom, which the Kaddish says means his wisdom won't endure. Wisdom without the fear of God is not a wisdom that will endure. Im ein bina ein das, this is if there is no understanding, there is no knowledge. So understanding, he brings out, means the power of logical inference. Meaning a person can make logical inferences. He has the ability to make logical inferences. And das means a rational insight into a situation. So if you are able to make logical inferences, you will obtain an insight into the situation. So if there's not that process and that step, then you won't you won't get to the insight. But he says im ein das ein binah, on the contrary, if there is no insight, if a person doesn't have an insight, then he's not going to have the power of logical inferences. The two work together hand in hand, one way and the other way. Yeah, exactly. Says im ein kemach ein Torah, this famous one. If there is no flour, but I mean, if there's no food, basically, if there's no food, there's no Torah. Person can't learn if they don't have food to eat. And im ein Torah, but if there's no Torah, ein kemach. If a person's not learning Torah, so then there's no food. Says the Kati, if someone doesn't learn Torah, so they don't deserve to earn a livelihood. Because the Torah alone is the justification for our lives. And therefore, you know, if we're not involved in Torah, so what's the point in making money? He used to say, Kol shechach masa maruba mimasav, someone whose wisdom is more than his deeds. Lamahu doimet, what is this person like? Le lansha nafav merubin v'sharashav mu'atin. It's like someone who has, it's like a tree that has lots of leaves, but few roots. You know, you get people, they're like very wise, but they're not involved at all. No, they're not involved at all. Might be very clever, very seemingly wise people, but they're not. I'm thinking of like people that write in the newspaper, the Jewish Report. You know what I'm talking about. Varuach bo v'karta v'fachta al panav. At the end of the day, when the wind comes, they'll be tipped on their head. The tree will be tipped over, like it will be uprooted. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, v'haya ka'arar ba'arava. The pasuk from Yirmiyah, for he shall be a tamarisk in the desert. A tamarisk was a type of tree, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land and not inhabited. So it's a person with a lot of wisdom, but with no deeds. Carries on the Mishnah, I will call Shemasav Merubin Mechachmasa, but someone who has lots of deeds more than their wisdom. A person who's involved in doing good things. Lamu Doma, what is that like? Lelanshi Anafav Mu'atin, it's like someone, like a tree that has a few leaves, but Sharashav Merubin and big roots. Shafili Kola Rucha Sheba Olam Boas Venoshwas, even if all the winds in the world come, like on the tree, boy, Ein Mezizus Oso Mimkoma, it's not going to uproot the tree from its place. Shenemar, as it also brings the pasuk in Yemar, via ka'etz shasul al mayim, that it will be like a tree planted by the waters. Sorry, last one. Okay, va'al yuval yishalach sharashav, and its roots spread out. Its roots spread out by the river. Ve'lo yirei ki yavochem, and it shall not fear when the heat comes. This tree. Vahaya alayu ranan uvishinas betzarev lo yidag, and its foliage shall be like very, you know, like luxurious, yeah. And it won't be anxious in the year of drought, because it's next to a river. Velo yamish ma'asais pri, and it won't stop yielding fruit.